Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper. I'm very happy to sit with you. We're going to meditate together for 10 minutes. We're going to start soon. So please get settled on your cushion or your chair or wherever it is that you feel most comfortable sitting in some way that enables you to sit upright. And before we get started, I want to offer a few thoughts on a question that I hear fairly frequently from you guys. Which is, how do I find a teacher? How do I know who to study with? Where do I go to learn more about the things that interest me? So I have a few thoughts on this topic. First thought, very hard to do. Second thought, they're out there. There are genuine teachers who are realized beings, I guess you could say. And they're absolutely out there. And they're very, very, very few and far between. But they're there. So I hope that is useful to hear. Third, I think the third point is if you're looking for a teacher, please note that that person does not have to be alive in order for you to have a relationship with them. I know that sounds weird, but some of the greatest teachings I've ever received, and the greatest benefits that I have ever received, have come from teachers who I never met. I read their books or I studied their work in some way. That's, in my opinion, and all this is my opinion, that's real. That's real. If you resonate with a particular teacher through their written work or their talks somehow, you can rouse a sense of connection to them. As you practice. And the relationship, as you know, with any author or artist or musician or anyone you love who you never met, it can deepen over time from availing yourself of their work. That's real. Now, often when one thinks, well, I'd like to find a teacher, but I don't know who to trust, that's a very intelligent thought because a lot of hijinks out there. So I cannot tell you how to verify who is trustworthy and who is not. I mean, if people have demonstrated untrustworthy behavior, you don't need to hear about it from me. You see it, you hear it. Okay, cool. You don't have to go there. Now, sometimes you encounter a teacher that seems great, and later you find out not so great. That's part of the territory. That is part of the territory. So then it seems we have two choices when we think of, well, how do I find a teacher where I really don't know who is actually trustworthy? So I can't really give you, like, do these three things and you'll find someone. But I can say, please try not to fall into one of these two extremes as you search. So these extremes are well known in foundational Buddhist teachings. They are remarked upon often. And when the Buddha, historic Buddha, first became enlightened, one of his first teachings was don't do either of these things. I'm going to tell you what they are and then how it relates to the search for a teacher. So the first extreme when it comes in the realm of spiritual journeys is called eternalism. Which is, you're looking for a community or teachings that if you follow them, you will end up somewhere, probably after you're dead. That's really great. But in order to get there, you have to act a certain way. You have to please a certain God. And at the end of all your journeying, hopefully, you will go somewhere where there is eternal peace. I don't know if that's true. I guess I'm not dead, but it would be awesome if that was true. But the Buddha said, that's not our practice. We're not looking for an external authority to explain life to us. Although if you have a relationship with such an external deity, more power to you. That's great. Buddha said, that's not our path. The second extreme is called nihilism. which is a school of thought that says there is no teacher, there is no God, there is no afterlife, there is nothing but this, what I can feel and touch and know. And there's no point in searching for the deeper meaning because there is no such thing. This is it. When we're dead, we're gone. So Buddha said, that's not what we do either. What we do, he said, is the middle way. Something that is not this, not this, not neither, and not both. The middle way is not the midpoint between these two either. It's something more mysterious than that, that I can't explain because I don't understand it any more than what I just said to you. So what does this mean when it comes to looking for a teacher? So what I suggest is that we try not to look for a teacher, Buddhist or otherwise, who's going to give us the answers, explain how reality works, tell us what to do, and then reward or punish us for following those rules or not. If we ever encounter such a situation, we want to run away. So when you look for a teacher, it's important to not look for a god, because they're not gods. On the other hand, when you look for a teacher, you don't want to imagine that all teachers are just human beings, which is 99.9% true. And so, yeah, okay, maybe they're a great teacher, maybe they're very learned, maybe I benefit tremendously from their teachings, but they're a flawed human being just like me and you. On one level, that could be true, but there are, as alluded to in the beginning, teachers out there who are extraordinary, realized, and awake. If we take the view that, oh, we're all just flawed human beings, but some of us end up in teacher's robes, but whatever, they're just dealing with the same things I am. Well, that's not completely true either. So there, again, as mentioned, there are extraordinary teachers. And it's tempting to want to think, well, the teacher has to be perfect, and or the teacher, everybody's got flaws and the teacher does too. There's something wrong with both of those points of view. And by teacher, by the way, I mean capital T. I don't mean someone like myself. I mean an actual spiritual master. Not naming any names, but I am pointing at my own teacher, Tulku Tundup Rinpoche, who it sounds impossible and suspicious to say he was a perfect teacher, but I would say that that is true, and I would not be the only person who would say that. So, middle way in the look for in the search for a teacher or a path, according to Buddhist thought, the paths of perfection and external deities judging us, don't really want to do that one. Or in the paths of, well, you know what? If science can't prove it, it doesn't mean anything. There is no mystery. Just do your best, and after you die, sayonara. Well, there is a mystery, and there is profundity, and there is wisdom and brilliance beyond our conventional minds. There are deeper truths that the conventional mind cannot perceive, speaking from personal experience here, without further instruction. So, it's a complicated topic, and I hope this was these thoughts about it were useful. Let me know. And in the meantime, let's sit. Begin by establishing your posture, please, which just means sit up straight. And at the same time, relax. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. And the shoulders can relax. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold. The eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot in front. And let the eyes be very soft, almost as if they could slip back a teeny tiny bit in the sockets, just rest back. And let the forehead relax. Feel your body breathing and let your attention ride the breath. Feeling the inhale and the exhale. And we're not observing the breath, we're feeling it, which is a little more intimate than noticing, feeling. Let your mind be as it is. We're not trying to master it or control it or modulate in any way what's going on up there or wherever it is. All thoughts come and go, period. So for our practice, if you're thinking a lot or you're not thinking a lot, it doesn't matter. Just let your mind be as it is. While your primary attention is on the feeling of the body breathing, and if you notice that you've become fully absorbed in thought, fully, like you lost all awareness of your breath, cool. Notice that. Label that moment thinking. That's different than meditating. And then let go. Just let go. Gently come back to this breath and take a fresh start. So, this is our practice. We're just feeling the body breathe, not trying to get anywhere. Just trying to be right here. So we'll practice together in silence for a little while until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together. I'll see you next week.